1 Corinthians chapter 16. Now concerning the collection for the saints, do as I directed the churches in Galatia to do. On the first day of every week, each of you is to set something aside in keeping with whatever he gains, saving it up at home, so that when I come, no collections will need to be carried out. When I arrive, those whom you approve will be provided with letters, and I will send these representatives to deliver your gracious gift to Jerusalem. If it is appropriate for me to go also, they will go with me. I will come to you when I have passed through Macedonia, for I am going to go through Macedonia. Perhaps I will have an extended stay with you or even spend the winter, so that you may send me on my way, wherever I go. For I do not wish to see you now in passing. I hope to stay with you for a while, if the Lord permits. But I will stay on in Ephesus until Pentecost, because a door has opened for me, a great opportunity for action, and there are many adversaries. But if Timothy comes, make sure he has no reason to be afraid while he is with you, for he does the work of the Lord, as I do. Therefore let no one despise him, but send him on his way in peace, so that he may come to me, because I am expecting him, and so are the brothers with me. Now concerning our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to go to you with the brothers. It was not at all his desire to go now, but he will when he has an opportunity. Keep alert. Stand firm in the faith. Demonstrate manly courage. Be strong. Let everything you do be done in love. Brothers, you know Stephanas and his household. You know that they are the first fruits of Achaia, and that they volunteered for service to the saints. I urge that you also submit to them and to everyone who joins in and works hard. I am glad that Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Acacius came, because they supplied what was lacking on your part, and they refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore acknowledge such people. The churches in the province of Asia greet you. Aquila and Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord, together with the church that meets in their house. All the brothers greet you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. This greeting is written by me, Paul, with my own hand. If anyone does not love the Lord, let him be under a curse. Maranatha, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with all of you in Christ Jesus. Amen. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.